come out and play. God, I can't believe they're made of glass.
And we're live.
Yeah. Look at that. Funny story about these little guys is the place I go to get us alcohol was out of Bullet Bourbon. So I got these, I guess, what are these, personals?
These are Alki bottles. I don't know. Is it personal?
I guess.
I'm just pouring both of them in.
I'm just going to do one at a time. I got to drive. You know, I know you have to drive too, but my distance is longer than yours.
Your what is longer than mine?
My distance.
Oh,
okay. Oh, all right, calm down. Ooh. Welcome to your Monday edition of Hipster and Homeboy. I am your fly hipster, Mr. Ryan. And wiping his brow over there is your homeboy.
It's Phil.
It's Phil.
It's just Phil today.
It's just Phil.
No, it's just Phil today.
That's all we need.
That's all we're getting. That's all you're going to get.
That's all you're going to get. That's all we need.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, this is.
Did you take a sip yet?
No, I didn't.
Take a sip. Drinks up, people.
Drinks up. Hello. Here we go. Oh, yeah. That's good. I love that stuff. Have you had Four Roses?
What is that?
It's another type of bourbon.
Sounds like a rapper's drink.
Machine Gun Kelly.
Machine Gun Kelly?
Four Kelly, yeah. Four Roses. No, it's just another version. It's just another bourbon. It's really good. I highly suggest it.
Okay.
So, yeah. But, so this, couple of things. This past week was the release of the, you got some schmutz on your laptop.
Don't worry about the schmutz. Maybe I put the schmutz there on purpose.
Okay. It looks like you're an auto mechanic. Anyway, this week, couple of new things came out.
Yeah, Ryan's excited.
I'm very excited.
Ryan's got a
My
fully...
tech boner is raging. It's just like hitting the top of the table.
Bottom.
Yeah, and bottom of the table.
And he's shooting raw, apparently.
Yeah.
Based on what his shirt says.
You know how many people always talk about this shirt? Because it's a double entendre, obviously. I shoot raw. It means... Excuse me. It means, you know, camera, raw files. But all people are always like, oh, raw.
See, my idea was when I saw the I Shoot Raw, I was like, I wanted to redo that brand and to do I Like It Raw.
Mm.
That's even better.
I don't know if I'd want to wear that shirt, though.
Why?
I guess.
You know, as long as you put the dot, I like it, dot raw. And it's, you know, if you're a photographer, you get it.
Yeah, most people get it. Most people understand I'm not going around being like, oh, I love doing it raw. They're getting it's like a photography.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm pretty sure most people like doing it raw.
That's how half of us got here.
Well, that's how all of us got here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, most of us.
Oh, yeah.
No, all of us. I feel like the ones of us that didn't get here like that got here like it at least was tried. And it didn't work, and then they, you know, they worked by other means.
My mom had a bunch of miscarriages. I survived.
Really?
I made it, yeah. Yeah. I don't know why. I mean, my mom was diabetic, so it was hard for her to keep a baby, and I was the one that made it, so go me. Mm. Obviously, born survivor.
Okay.
I'm a survivor. Beyonce wrote that song about me.
No, she wrote that song about the group, about how the group was, like, watching Survivor because, like, they kept losing or... voting out members.
What?
Yeah, in Destiny's Child, it was like Kelly and Beyonce, and then there was like two other girls, and then those two girls got replaced, and then after those two girls got replaced, they dropped one of the girls that they replaced, and it was those three. So it was four, and then four with a different two, and then three.
It's funny to think that Beyonce started in Destiny's Child.
Why? Every major artist like that, aside from Rihanna, started in a group. Justin Timberlake was in NSYNC.
But what about Drake?
Drake was in Degrassi.
Well, yeah, but that's a different media. That's a different form of media.
He was in something that he branched out of.
I guess. You
know, he was in Young Money. Well, that doesn't count.
No.
That's like more of a collective.
But it's just funny to think that Beyonce at some point was part of a group. It was what? It was Kelly and who? I recently talked about Destiny Child. It's weird that it keeps coming up.
Kelly.
What was the other one's name?
Michelle.
That was the permanent one, like in the last version.
That was the third one member, Michelle.
She's doing
our gospel now.
That's cool.
And then Kelly is doing a little bit of everything.
I thought, like, I heard that Kelly was just, like, momming it up. Like
she probably is.
Probably. I mean, she, you know, She might not have Beyonce money, but I'm sure Destiny's Child, you know, paid her some good bucks.
I'm pretty sure she's doing really well.
Yeah.
Because Destiny's Child did really well. Destiny's Child was around during the era of groups.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember that.
Oh, yeah. It was like boy bands, girl bands.
Yeah.
Then also in the same vein, because I wasn't really into that, all the bands had "thes" in them. The White Stripes, the Vines,
it was the three word bands.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, the Vines and the White Stripes. Well, the White Stripes, yeah.
The White Stripes, like Fall Out Boy, you know, like there was a movement with like three word band names.
Well, yeah, but I'm talking more about. But
I know there was a lot of those.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Those were like bands, really, not right. Like, you know, because even boy bands are groups.
Right.
You know, the only boy band that was like a band were the Jonas Brothers. They played instruments, right?
Yes. Well, Hanson. Mm-bop.
They were brothers.
They were brothers.
Does that count as a boy band?
Well, yeah, they're boys and they're in a band.
See, that was even up for debate because I didn't, you know, I remember watching the videos when I was a kid and I was like, are those girls?
We all thought that. It's a running joke.
Yeah, you know? Everybody thought they were, you know.
They were really hot girls. Nope. Nope. They were young boys.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
It was the 90s. Everyone, you know.
Yeah, it was the 90s. Everybody was a hot girl.
Yeah, everyone had long hair and everything. But anyway.
You know what they were trying to do? They were trying to do that Seattle grunge look. Remember that?
Yeah.
With the baggy flannel shirts.
Yeah. They kind of, like Pete and Pete.
Pete's brother Pete, and me, Ellen. Yeah. I used to love that show.
The fucking show was greatest.
Yeah, Artie, the strongest man in the world.
Yeah, yeah. And Petunia, the tattoo that kind of moved.
Yeah, how did that kid have a tattoo?
I don't know. It was just like Pete was weird. The little Pete was just like this quirky, weird guy that had a tattoo.
And his he had that one friend, I don't know if you remember, he had that one friend that was like obsessed with his shoes. He used to put the bags on his sneakers.
I don't remember that. I just remember the cone guy too. The Mr. Softy guy.
Oh yes. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember the episode with the ringing phone when it was really really hot.
Well, do you remember? Are You Afraid of the Dark?
I do remember.
I love that show. That show fucking scared the shit out of me.
There was a reoccurring character.
There was.
Yes.
Oh,
Mr. Sardo.
What was he?
He was like always like a shopkeeper or like the clerk or something like that. So it'd be like, Mr. Sardo, it's Sardo. It's French. Yeah.
I can see that.
Submitted for the approval of the Secret Society.
I thought it was the Midnight Society.
Midnight Society.
Yeah. There was one episode they did that there was a girl that was a ghost in the house, and there was one scene that's scared the shit out of me, and you just see an empty house and a ghost girl walk past like the open window, and it freaked the shit out of me because the house in the show looked just like the house across from my grandmother's house, and it freaked me out a lot.
I remember there was an episode where there was like the Dracula movie, the vampire came out of the movie. Remember that?
Yes.
And it was like an old school vampire, like the Nosferatu.
Yep.
Old school vampire. Yeah.
That shit is scary.
Yeah. Those vampires are scary. They're not like Twilight vampires.
No, they don't sparkle.
Even, yeah, not even like Blade vampires aren't even scary. They're like, you know.
They're like Blackula.
Blackula. That was the thing in the 70s. Blaxploitation.
Blaxploitation. Blackula. Speaking of blaxploitation, I mean, you know, we should just, we'll come back to the other topics, but since we're on blaxploitation.
Got a light-skinned friend look like Justin Trudeau. Got a dark-skinned friend look like Justin Trudeau.
That was great. That was great. That was fantastic.
What's going on in Canada? I'm going to say that Canada probably has the nice blackface. Because everything about Canada is nice, right?
Yeah,
you know.
And I unfortunately haven't yet been to Canada. I would really love. I've never been to Canada. Mm. I just haven't gone yet. Like
you must go.
I will. I plan on it. I've heard the strip clubs in Montreal are wonderful.
The strip clubs
in Montreal are wonderful. That's what I've heard.
Yeah, the type of strip clubs you probably like.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. I thought there was more of that sentence. Like
you're gonna the strip clubs you probably would like. Yeah, they're more sure. Like sure. You know
my kind of
flowy girls. It's not like an Atlanta strip club where it's just clapping cheeks.
Oh my god. The Chocolate City. The air. Yeah. Yo.
Speaking of, I just saw that movie Hustlers.
No, I did.
I saw it last week. Well, I did. We talked about this last week.
But maybe
I don't know.
Last week we had Zach on.
Hustlers is.
So you know, you've heard of Bill Burr, right?
Bill Burr is one of my favorite comedians.
Well, did you also know that David Spade has a show, like a talk show?
No.
On Comedy Central?
He does?
He does.
Why?
I have no idea, but it's like.
Let's stop trying to make careers after SNL happen.
Well, and that's the thing they were talking about. They were talking about the SNL guy that got fired.
Okay.
And Bill Burr was going on and on about, like, how, like, you know, it's stupid. Millennials will try to dig up shit on stuff from the past and never the good things. But one thing he was going on about was Hustlers, because he's like, oh, why can we make a movie about women drugging men, but Ocean's 11, you know, is better. You have to watch the video. It's just him talking about, like, it's not a real movie.
Okay, well, it's based on a true story, first of all. That's one thing.
Why I think it looks awesome.
It was a good movie. I really liked it. So here's the thing with the guy that got fired from SNL. Somebody made a comment, and I think it was a little profound. I forgot his name, but...
Well, I just remember there was also, like, you know, he was on a podcast, and he said... from what I've gathered, it seems to stem around the fact that he said something about Asians.
Yeah, he made some crack about Asians in the past.
Yeah, but I also heard another podcast where he's using the F word.
Yeah, and so here's the thing. He's was there to appeal to a conservative crowd. That was his,
Because people were saying, like, Saturday Night Live is way too liberal.
Yeah. So he was the guy that they put in place to, you know, to pull in or to appease the conservative crowd. Now, the quote that I saw was, you have to ask yourself, why does every comedian that appeals to a conservative crowd end up being racist?
Because the things they're talking about are inherently racist.
Yeah, I feel like you don't have to be racist to be conservative, but for some reason, those things go hand in hand.
Yeah.
At least today.
Oh, well, yeah.
And I think it goes back to the idea that, like, people feel like they got to pick sides, and when they pick sides, they got to, like, agree with everything on that side, as opposed to, I like this thing, but I don't like this thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes. And, like, you're right. It's conservative is just going to be seen as very racist because, like, what their beliefs are and what they're behind are kind of racist. But why would SNL even want to appeal to a conservative crowd? I guess there's a lot of pressure. But, like, they're known for being liberal.
So the argument can be made that they're, you know, appealing to one crowd, I guess. You know, like, I guess because of that, you know, they can say that.
But they're in New York City, the most liberal place in the world.
The most eclectic place, at least in the country.
Yeah. And also, in that field of entertainment, acting, improv, it's highly surrounded by the liberal people, but people that are more accepting of other.
The bohemian crowd is always going to be, yeah, it's always going to be more liberal, more free-flowing, more warm and fuzzy.
Bluer.
Bluer.
Yeah.
Blue. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. But, I mean, like, it doesn't make sense to me that there would be a push to do that. But at the end of the day, it's all about the dollar. So your reach is going to be what you're looking to, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So, like, I guess they were looking for, they're trying to get as many dollars as they can. But my issue with that is when they make sketches, are they excluding him from 80% of the sketches and then just putting him in the sketches that he's there for him to be conservative? Like, okay. how, because he got fired real quick.
It was like, what? It was like less than a month?
I think it was like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I feel like I honestly don't like the whole concept of people getting fired for stuff they did in their past. I would have rather him do something now and got fired for it, because what that does is that you're basically making a case that people don't have the ability to change.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
No, you're right. And the thing is, like, we've all
done stuff that's, like, questionable. Absolutely. And when you say someone, so without change, we don't get people like Maya Angelou. Mm-hmm. We don't get Malcolm X. You know,
yeah. And that's a great point. That's a great point, because, like, not to say that people like Maya Angelou, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, you know, to diminish their great things they did, comparing it to like some white guy who 10 years ago used the F word, and then that's change and progress. But like, it's different because like my race is, you know, we've done some shit, and like we don't have much of a foot to stand on.
You can't. So I understand what you're saying. You can't really fix what happened in the past, but what you can by adjusting the things you do going forward.
Right.
But if you don't let someone do things going forward because you're stopping them in their tracks because of the things that they did before that you didn't say anything about before, that's kind of an issue for me, because I feel like I get cancel culture, but I think that's what it's called.
No, I know that's what they used in the show.
Yeah, cancel, it's cancel culture, and I feel like cancel culture is it's too black and white, and it goes back to that conversation of nuance. Hashtag black
Hashtag
and white media.
Black and white media. Plug.
Nuance. Nuance is like very important, and like that's not a thing that our generation and generations coming after us seem to understand. It's just like, I don't like that. I disagree with it. I can't have that in my space.
Do you think that this over the top sensitiveness and looking in the back and cancel culture, do you think it's just a trend? Do you think like this is how it's going to be, and like we have to adapt and change from it, or it's just like a trendy thing?
I think there is going to be a backlash to this. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of it comes from how, you know, the younger millennials were raised.
Right.
Because we were kind of raised with the whole, like we came up when like everybody's a winner. You know,
oh yeah, like that, you get a trophy for even participating.
Yeah, that whole concept, you know, and then, you know, with helicopter parents.
Yep.
And they were raised with bulldozer parents.
Yeah.
You know what the difference is?
Well, like bulldozer parents are just like, you know, tough shit, you know, get over it.
No, bulldozer parents are like the parents that like they knock down every obstacle in front of their kids.
Wow.
Anything that makes stuff hard and uncomfortable,
right,
they push out of the way of their kids so the kids don't experience anything. So by the time they turn 20, 21, and they're experiencing real life with real people that some, you know, are in their 40s and have gone through some shit and are just kind of like, tough shit, get over it, kid. They're kind of like, well, I don't like that. You're not being understanding, or you're not making a safe space for me. I would like a safe space for my whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Do you think our age group is like that?
I think there are some people in our age group that have those attributes. Absolutely. And I think that it started with us, and then it kind of grew.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So by the time, like, these young millennials were born, it's like they were given, you know, the keys to the kingdom.
The keys to the castle. King of the castle. But Jason Trudeau.
Justin.
Whoops.
which has absolutely nothing to do with what we're saying. But
no, we got off
Justin
topic.
Justin Trudeau. So what happened? It was the blackface this week, right?
No, I don't think
so. What's the story with that?
I don't think it was blackface. I think he
called it brownface. So here's
he tried to defend it.
He didn't try to defend it. He said it was like unacceptable or some shit like that. And
which you got to give. I mean,
you got to give him credit for his apology. But in his apology, he exposed himself for another event.
What was the other event?
So he did it more than once.
Oh, yeah. He did it like three times.
He doesn't know how many times he's done it.
Oh, boy. It's like, you know, it's like when I was going to get to a point about brownface or Justin Trudeau or something like that.
Here's my issue with blackface.
Did you drink that whole two already?
Relax. I'm thirsty. You see how I'm sweating?
Yeah, but like, good God, man.
Good golly, Miss Molly.
Yeah.
So look. Here's my issue with blackface, brownface, whatever. Like, people do it because it's like they want to make their costumes accurate.
Does it offend you?
Absolutely does.
Absolutely does? Okay.
Yeah. I don't care that you don't have an understanding for it. If you're over 15, you should know about it.
And that's one thing that I was talking about with M'Lady and stuff. We were talking about that, and we were also talking about what
Kavanaugh.
Kavanaugh and another rape allegation coming out. And I was just talking to you about this before we started recording.
Well, let me get to what I was going to say, though. So here's my issue with the blackface thing. And, like, as just what makes me feel like I don't get. It's like people do it because they're like, oh, I'm doing a costume and I want it to look right. Uh-huh. Right?
Right.
Right?
But like accurate.
I want it to be accurate or some shit, right? But it's never like a shade of brown that's close to the brown that person is. It's always like shoe polish black. You know what I'm saying? It's like shoe polish, like, come on.
Yeah.
You were, because if you were trying, you got it just as close as if you were to just not put any blackface on anyway.
Yeah. It's like you look like the stereotypical, like, 20s movies.
Yeah, the old school blackface.
Giant lips and all that stuff. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's like, so for you to tell me that it's not like and furthermore, like I've been to Halloween parties where people have done blackface.
What the fuck?
Yeah. And I was just kind of like, and for me, I always, every one of them that did it, they did it because.
Were they trying to portray someone?
No. You're trying to portray someone, but they're also trying to be like edgy.
Yeah.
Like that was the costume was one thing, but the blackface was their joke. You know what I'm saying?
That's a joke.
Like I know this is not right, and I'm doing it because this is fucked up.
Yeah.
You know, and I thought there was only going to be white people here.
Oh, look who showed up. Phil's here.
Yeah.
Can't do it now. You know that one guy's like, oh, fuck, you tell me Phil's going to be here.
Yeah, just as the one.
As Tupac.
Me, I was, no, one guy was just as Diddy. I went to a party one time, and this guy was just as Diddy, and he was wearing like a velour suit. And
so these people think it's like funny.
Yeah, that's why whenever there's an apology or this was at a time where I didn't understand or whatever they say, it's bullshit. Because any time that I've encountered it, and I've encountered it a few times, it's always been like, I'm being edgy. Right. You know, this is part of the joke. Like, it's not that they're saying that, but it's like they know blackface is fucked up. And then you can see it on their face that in the moment that they know it's fucked up.
Yeah.
You know, so that's why even with Justin Trudeau, as nice of a guy as he seems, what he puts on, it's like, you know, it's like Patrice O'Neill used to say, it's like, you know, there's no, you want me to believe that there's no like good guy racists out there? It's like, I'm a nice guy, but you know, blacks, I just can't fuck with them. Like those people exist.
I know.
Those people exist. The kids, they're teaching their kids all good values and then they're just like, all right, I'm going to inject this racism in them also. Like, you know, I'm pretty sure that not necessarily Justin Trudeau, but I feel like, you know, that's how stuff like that happens.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's the only way I can resolve the whole religion and racism thing.
Well, I just think also, like, you know, like I was going to say is I grew up in New York and, you know, I grew up in Brooklyn, Long Island, upstate New York. And we have always had a lot of parties. We always had a lot of fun. And the two things that never happened, well, I can easily say one, I don't know about the other because I wasn't around everyone at all times, but no one ever did blackface because everyone was like, everyone knew like, oh, this is not right. Like we even had a hip hop party and it was all white kids dressed up as hip hop gangsters and stuff, but no one did blackface. It was just like we had handkerchiefs on and baggy pants and stuff like that, which I don't know if you would consider almost as bad.
It's not as bad, but it does... it is it'd be triggering for some people.
It's like
people.
If someone had an Italian party and they all dressed in like pinstripe suits and had handguns.
Yeah, or if they dressed up like gangsters, or if they dressed up like greasers,
right?
You know, with the leather jacket, the white T-shirt, and the cuffed jeans.
Everybody had it.
That might be just grease.
That's just actually grease. Or like if they had a Chinese New Year party, everyone wore those Chinese Raiden hats and
Raiden.
Yeah.
Raiden hats. My God.
Which what was Raiden? What was Raiden? Was Raiden Asian or was he a white guy?
Why? Because Christopher Lambert. You trying to figure out if Christopher Lambert's
Asian?
Well,
in the movie, he was definitely a white guy. But like in the game, is he supposed to be Asian or
He's supposed to be.
Okay.
Apparently, the guy that played Liu Kang and the guy that played Johnny Cage just reunited this week. To play like an anniversary edition of Mortal Kombat.
That's awesome.
That is.
Well, they're coming out with a new movie.
I know.
Which should be good.
I know.
Do you remember the first movie and how bad it was?
It wasn't bad. It was just terrible.
The graphics were terrible.
Yeah.
It
wasn't bad. It was just horrible.
It was just horrible.
Actually, the graphics were great.
For that time
period.
Acting
was horrible.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
Acting was horrible. And I remember Like they just try to inject pieces of the game into it, like when Reptile turned into the ninja.
Yeah.
Like they had the voiceover.
Yeah.
Reptile.
And Scorpion with the flaming skulls and stuff.
Yeah, and then he had the, oh, this is what I hated. I hated that the harpoon came out of his hand. I hated that.
Well, isn't that how it is?
No, in the game, he like throws it at you.
Oh.
But in the movie,
it like just manifests through his palm.
It comes through his palm.
Yeah.
And then it's also alive.
Yeah, the alive part was a little much.
Yeah, I didn't like that, but, you know.
Well, it's like, you know, that in that movie, the scene where Liu Kang and Scorpion fight in, like, the woods, that's really cinematographically well done.
Yeah.
It looks really good.
I liked, Johnny Cage was my favorite character. Scorpion was my brother Cliff's favorite character.
I love Scorpion and Reptile and Sub-Zero.
Cliff used to cheat. He used to teleport. Like back and forth, you know how you can like jump from like the other side of the screen to the next side of the screen, and like you land in the punch.
Oh yeah.
He used to do that, and he used to win a lot.
Remember, there was like a code where you had to wait for something to go past the moon.
That was in Mortal Kombat 2.
It was in one of the original. It was something with, I think if you wanted to get Reptile, you had to fight at that pit scene and you had to wait for something to go by the moon and then you had to jump down and you fought Reptile.
So it has Santa and eight reindeer go by the moon. That's what happens.
Yeah.
It's the pit. And then the pit, like that was the only level that you can like guarantee a fatality by uppercutting them.
Yep. But anyway, what I was originally getting at was I got the new iPhone.
Well, you got the new DS, right?
I got the new DS, but I've had a little bit of an issue with it. The new Nintendo Switch Lite came out this past Friday, and I ordered it on Amazon, and it showed up in my apartment. I was super, super excited to get it. I was ready, you know, I've downloaded a lot of games. I had the original Nintendo Switch, loved it, but it was a little too big for me. This was the perfect size Nintendo Switch for me. So I got it.
Is it smaller than the other one?
So the original one is 6.3-inch screen. This one is a 5.5. So it's the size of like an iPhone 8 Plus screen.
And with tactile buttons. This is why I don't get into like games on my iPhone, because there's no buttons.
This has actual buttons. And it also has a D-pad. I was super excited to get it, but then I signed into my account for Nintendo and tried to link it so I can download all the games again, and I find out that my account has been suspended because I had violated Nintendo's terms and agreements. And I'm like, what?
How did you do that?
Fuck did I do? What did I do besides get the system and play the games? So I called them up. And surprisingly, I got like, you know, like a really smart, nice, helpful guy on the phone. And he told me basically that my card had a bunch of chargebacks. Yeah. Thank you. I had a bunch of chargebacks, so all the games I had bought got charged back, and that is like a big rule with Nintendo. So they had to cancel my account. So I have to wait now 2 to 5 days for them to unlock it so I can download my games and use my Switch. So I have this Switch.
That you can't use?
That I can't. What am I going to use it for? The only thing I can do is like set up my settings. There's nothing I can do because I don't have cartridges and it's a brick.
And that's crazy that they let you buy it without, you know, knowing any of that.
It's a brick. It's a basic brick. And I'm sad because the thing
is, why don't you just create a new account?
Because then I have to buy the games all over again.
Okay.
So, you know, because I have, like, Smash Brothers. I bought a lot. I bought Smash Brothers. I bought Mario Kart. I bought Zelda, Resident Evil.
The only thing I would want to get one of those things for is for the retro games.
The retro games, which now have Super Nintendo games.
And Sega. Nintendo owns Sega now.
They do?
See, they've owned them for a while.
But they're making a mini Sega like they did with the mini. But I don't think it's on
Switch.
Oh,
why do you think that's being done?
Because it went so
company.
Well. I didn't know that they were all
Sega, because you don't remember those one game where like you can actually race or you can play as either Sonic or Mario?
No.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. I forgot there was a game like that on GameCube. But like going all the way back to GameCube, like cause Sega stopped making consoles.
When?
Sega stopped making consoles after Dreamcast.
True. I miss Dreamcast. Best game on Dreamcast, Crazy Taxi.
Crazy Taxi?
Yeah.
That was a dope game on Dreamcast, but I'm going to say Ready to Rumble Boxing.
That was a good one, too. You know you can get Crazy Taxi on your phone.
Yeah.
Whole game. Actually, I'm going to download that right now. Oh, wait. We don't have Wi-Fi here yet.
Crazy Taxi. Ready to Rumble Boxing was the Afro Thunder was my favorite character. And they had a, you can play as Michael Jackson in that game.
That I didn't know.
Yes, and he had one glove that had that had glitter on it.
That's funny. But I do love what you said before when we started talking about the whole blackface thing, how you said that white skin is the default skin in video games. That just shows you like how white I am because that never ever occurred to me.
Yeah, yeah.
My entire life, that never even occurred to me.
Yeah, you're the default. And then the way you know you're a default, and then they don't change it. Like if they release the game in Asia, you start creating the guy.
Interesting.
He's gonna be white.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
Didn't think about that.
It's crazy. That's just how it is. No matter what game it is, no matter what, white people are default. It's just, that's how powerful colonization is, man.
Seriously.
Like, you don't even realize it. And people don't, do you remember when HP released the computer?
The camera that could see black people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know how that happens?
How?
They're like, there's nobody in, research and development.
That's black.
And then when the person's developing that software, it's just kind of like, all right, I'm done.
I don't need to test it on anything else.
It's not even that. It sees me. Okay. Yeah. All right. Oh, it works.
It follows me. Great. Yeah. Okay. Perfect.
All right. Perfect. Good. We're done.
This works.
Exactly.
That's true.
And then, HP got a bum rap for that, but it was a ton of cameras that had the auto focusing system for facial recognition that couldn't do it.
Wasn't there a Wii or some gaming system that had problems with darker skin?
It was the Xbox. What's that? Xbox Kinect?
Yes.
And the PlayStation, all of them had that issue.
Did you ever see Paranormal Activity 3 and the Kinect put the ghost in the outline? It's fucking scary.
No, I don't like scary movies.
Anyway.
Because they're scary.
But, again, I did get the new iPhone, the iPhone Pro 11. No, I'm sorry, the iPhone 11 Pro Max.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ryan does these purchases on an Apple Store budget. So I will tell you, if you're looking for a place to work, Apple is the place because Ryan just bought himself an iPhone 11 Pro and a Nintendo Switch Lite, mm-hmm. both in the same week.
Yep. Yep.
Just saying.
And yep. Yes. That's correct. And I'm going to Paris in 2 weeks. So.
Fuck. I'm going to Miami. Oh, yeah, Miami in a couple of weeks.
That's nice.
Yeah. Because I'm not going to Paris. So, yeah.
I told you, man. We'll get there. We'll get there one day. Okay. Sorry. But this is my really quick semi-review. And again, as Phil just mentioned, full disclosure, I work for Apple. So take that with a grain of salt.
But hold on. You may work for Apple because you like their product.
Well, yeah. I love Apple. I love their products.
It's not.
I love working there.
You may not be biased because you work for Apple. You may work for Apple because you're biased.
True. Good point.
Damn.
Anyway, real quick review. This is got the best battery life I've ever fucking seen in a goddamn.
How do you know? You got it on Friday.
Because I could tell, when I would get up from, when I would get up in the morning, go to work.
Okay, so this review is biased. Go ahead.
By the time I was halfway through work, my battery would be about halfway done.
You can't compare it to your last phone because your last phone you've been using for so long that the battery itself is
depleting.
Yes.
Yes, I get that. I get that. And we'll see how it turns out. Past the battery. It's the same form factor body, and the screen is a little bit better. It's a little bit brighter. It does look really good.
It's juicy.
It's very juicy.
All those juicy
colors. But the 3 camera system is dope. I just took a photo of Phil sitting here recording our podcast, and I got all of him, the microphone, and our whole studio in the photo. The night vision, have I shown you a photo of the night vision that this phone can do?
No, I just took a picture of your goofy ass on a moped.
Oh, yeah. You should watch my Instagram stories, Ryan J. Leone. They're fun.
Yeah, his goofy ass was on a moped.
So this was pitch blackout. This was pitch blackout.
Really?
Yeah, and again.
Whoa, hold up. That's awesome.
Hold up. Yeah.
Hold up.
And then this is the lady we went to a restaurant last night, and it was dark. This is how dark it was in there, and then this is with night mode on. Yeah, dude, I'm serious. It's fucking killer.
And this is only available in the Pro?
It's only available on the new phones, the 11, 11 Pro.
Oh, so it's available on the 11?
Yes.
What's available on the Pro that's not available on the 11?
The third camera, the OLED display, and the larger battery.
Well, what does the third camera do for me?
Telephoto.
That's it?
So look, I'll show you right now. I'm going to do a live demonstration.
So it's just a telephoto?
Yeah. Oh,
that's it?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I'm awesome. That's
you should get the 11.
I'm getting the 11. No, that's why I'm asking, because I'm getting the 11. My job is paying for it.
So the 11 Pro, the one I have, has the regular camera.
512.
What?
512.
Yeah, the 512 version, too. The ultra wide, which is boom, ultra wide, and then the telly. The only difference is the telly is not on you get the ultra wide on the 11, and nice. You get the night mode.
Nice.
And you get and the screen is really good, and the battery is really good. Mm-hmm. Definitely get the 11 in the green. In the green.
Why? Well, I don't want it in green. I want it in red.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's nice. You know, it's nice.
Why are you telling me to get it in green?
Because the green is fucking dope.
Is it because it's new?
No, it just looks like Seafone 50s, like tiki green.
Okay, so if you want to get, you know, your Volkswagen bus green, you can. I don't want it in green. I want it in red because I have a love affair with red.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Damn, my sheets are red.
Your sheets are red?
Ladies, I have red sheets.
Are they sad?
Satin red sheets.
Oh boy, my sheets are blue. They're jersey.
I have jersey red sheets also.
They're very comfortable.
Jersey sheets are the best.
They're very soft.
Jersey sheets. I don't know who was like, you know what? I want my sheets to feel like my t-shirt. But
it's a good idea.
It was a fucking awesome
idea. Great idea.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's my simple little review.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I mean, and what else does the phone do though?
Well, so besides that, I mean, you have iOS 13, which has the dark mode, which is super nice. I mean, are you using dark mode on yours?
First of all, that's racist. And you knew
that. African-American mode? you know,
that great comeback.
Blackface mode.
Oh, boy. Justin Trudeau mode?
Justin Trudeau. Oh, there you go. Dark mode is now officially Justin Trudeau mode.
Ladies and gentlemen, please. Yeah. Oh my God! Oh, I'm gonna do that. That's gonna be a post this week.
Oh wait! Oh, that you just made me realize something that my lady and I were talking about. I have a joke for you, and we talked about it. And she's like, "I wonder what Phil's reaction is going to be."
She doesn't even know me.
She does. I've told her a lot about you. A lot of great things. Well, Talk a lot about you.
Your description of me is biased.
It's not biased. She's gonna.
She's gonna be mad because you want to marry me.
It's true. It's true. Hold on. I have to find this. Oh, come on. She just sent it to me recently. It was really funny.
Ryan going through messages on his phone.
I found it. It's from a great Instagram account called Dad Says Jokes.
Okay.
And hold on. Oh, he posts so much. It's about... Phil, tell us about your day. I'm going to look through this.
So today I had to go to work.
Why?
So I work for a marketing agency, and we do a lot of commercials and videos in-house, and I support the creative team. And we got to, like, you know, do some housekeeping on some of the machines, so I had to, like, go into work today and, like... You know, re-image some of the machines, you know, get them up to spec, all that stuff. Make sure they're running the right softwares, the right versions of Adobe and stuff like that. And there's so much work for me to work. I'm walking into tomorrow morning. So I'm going to end up going to work tomorrow morning early. But I did get to ride my skateboard.
Oh, the post is unavailable. They took it down. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
So, sorry. It was about Justin Trudeau. It was a blackface thing. I guess maybe they got in a little bit of trouble or something, but it was a funny joke, and I wish I could remember it. It was something like, I don't know. I forget. So anyway, forget that. You were riding your skateboard on this West Side Highway? I fell on the West Side Highway.
On what? On your city bike?
No, I was running, and I tripped over an anchor.
You went all the way into the city to run?
I was still dating what's-her-name, and we were running. Yeah, and when she would come out of hell, we would go running.
When she would come out of hell.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like that's not the consensus about her before you broke up.
Probably not.
So I don't know if you should do that.
But there's reasons why you broke up.
No, I understand that, but like even my ex, like I'm not gonna make it seem like she was, you know, Ursula from the Little Mermaid.
Black Little Mermaid, watch out.
And the only reason I use that reference is because she's a mermaid now.
Yeah, but remember, mermaids can't be black. Remember that. They can't.
She was really light-skinned, though.
No, but I'm talking in the new movie that's coming out. They can't be black.
No, but I get it, but oh. She's really light-skinned. Like, she's lighter than the girl that they picked. Who's herself kind of light-skinned?
Right.
And she doesn't even have black people hair. Well, she does have black people hair. Never mind.
Okay. Anyway, you were riding on the West Side Highway.
Yeah, no, like, you need to, you know, fucking get yourself a skateboard, bro. And you need to get yourself a board. Fuck if it's a boosted or not. Just get yourself a board, man.
There's a kid that I work with that has a boosted, and he rides it to work all the time. And every other day he comes and he's like, yo, I fell again. And I was like, well, why do you keep riding it if you keep
Which
falling?
One does he have? He has the boosted mini?
No, he has the longboard one. Like, the boosted board, too. He did it, like, on a finance, which is not a bad idea. Like, I would finance the thing.
No, you should just buy one outright. And then, like, as soon as a new one comes out, sell the old one and then buy the new one. Like you do with your iPhones and shit.
True. I should have bought your boy's, the one that was selling his, for $900.
I think he's still selling it.
I'll find out.
But don't find out now.
Well, like, I was just looking.
But
we're getting to the end of the hour. So.
Yeah, that's true. But I feel like, you know, I'm always, with it getting cooler, I want to skate more. And because I was on the West Side today, this week, yo, so dope. Like, I want to, like, this week, I want to find a day to just kind of, like, right after work, just coast up and down the West Side.
Well, I wish I had a skateboard because I would just do it with you on
Tuesday. Just do, you can get, you know who has a dope board for, like, $700? Oh. Ride One Up.
Ride One Up?
Yeah, it's a carbon fiber board. It doesn't even have the boxes for the batteries and the ESC, like the boosted does. It's like a flat board on both sides. It's like flat. It's like this thick.
Well,
carbon fiber. And then it's the board is one size all the way through.
Do you wear a helmet and pads?
I don't wear pads. I'm researching a helmet. I'm trying to get a helmet that I could use for my bicycle and the skateboard. I'm trying to get
$1,000.
Full face helmet.
A company called 1,000 makes really great helmets.
Do they make full face helmets?
No, they do not.
A full face helmet.
You gotta protect that beautiful face.
Well, I feel like on a bicycle and on a motorcycle, if you go flying and they feel the need to protect your face on a motorcycle, then you probably should protect your face on a bicycle as well.
You should protect your face at all times.
Yeah. So that's why I want to get a full face helmet. You know what? I should stop flying. I have a motocross helmet. I'm just gonna use that.
Yeah, dude.
I'm just going to use that. I'm going to start using my motocross helmet.
Make it. And then one other thing I wanted to mention, just because it's very tasty. The Impossible Meat is coming to... What? What's on there? Nothing. Oh. The Impossible Meat that makes the Impossible Burgers that I keep talking about at the Whoppers at Burger King is finally coming to stores. You can buy it yourself and make some tasty, tasty burgers.
Tasty burgers. This is a commercial for Impossible Meat. So Ryan's trying to convert everybody.
It's really good.
Veganism.
It's really good. It's healthy.
To vegetarianism.
That's nothing wrong with it. There's a lot of good food out there for
virginism.
Virginism.
I'm not against it. I've had an Impossible Burger. They're quite delicious. It tastes like real meat.
Yeah.
It's
incredible what they can do.
Yeah. I just found out that Impossible Burgers are just as bad for you as regular meat.
How? Yeah, just right now?
No, I found out this week that it was like, I saw a post that it was like, fake meats are just as bad for you as real meat.
Probably. I mean, you know, all this stuff is chemicals and produced and manufactured. It's not. I mean, if I'm saying like the meat industry in America is not good for people, but like if you found like maybe like a local guy who like doesn't antibiotic, doesn't this, doesn't that, and just does the meat on his own, it's probably better for you than the meat you would find out anywhere else. And also the fake meat. It's just the meat industry in this country is just killing people.
The industries in this country are just killing people? Yes.
Yeah. All the industries.
All of which.
All the industries, except where you could find Hipster and Homeboy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, where can you find them?
I mean, you could find them on Instagram.
And Spotify.
Spotify.
On SoundCloud?
On SoundCloud.
iTunes?
iTunes, Apple Podcasts, which is iTunes.
Kinda, yeah, Stitcher?
You know, Stitcher. Pandora, I'm working on. I'm getting there.
Yeah.
Pandora, you have to kind of like sign
I'm going to pause that. So we are a self-contained entity, so we're like, you know, doing all the work.
Yeah.
So all the support that we can get, tell your friends, yeah. tell your friends' friends, tell your mama's friends, tell your auntie's friends, yeah. tell everybody to they don't even have to listen, just click the subscribe button.
Maybe listen for a minute.
You can listen, but we're just saying, like, you know, click the subscribe button.
Give us
and
five
those
stars.
Are, those people that aren't listening now, they may pick up an episode without them knowing because it just comes up in your episode feed, and then they may turn into avid listeners.
There you go.
But just like, you know, listen in.
Just promote us. We're good people. We like things.
Listen to the crystal clear sound quality that you're getting from a self-contained entity underneath Black and White Media.
There you go.
You know?
Yeah. I like it. I like where your head's at, man. Even with that bottle of Jack ice cold sitting next to you. Looks good. Looks tasty. But you can also find us, email us, talk to us, send us fucking funny memes that we can post.
Yeah, hipsterandhomeboy@gmail.com.
There you can
email
go.
Us, hipster_homeboy at Instagram, hipster_homeboy at
Twitter.
And then, you know, you can just kind of like Hipster and Homeboy on Facebook. I mean, just look for Hipster and Homeboy. You're going to find us.
Yeah. You just literally, I'm not even joking. Google Hipster and Homeboy. You're going to find
we're gonna
seven
be,
different things for us.
We're going to be the top ones.
We're going to be
why?
All the ones.
Because Ryan's the hipster.
And Phil's the homeboy.
And we're going to say
drinks up.
Later,
people.